running a little bit late, it's about 10 after 7. The members of the committee, if they want to introduce themselves, we have everybody present, and on my far left, we'll start with a member that is a youth and governance member.
My name is Edgar Conwell, and I am with Social Center High School. I am a junior, and this is my first term.
Mike Gable, I'm board supervisor, District 4, basically, north side of Kenosha.
Supervisor Aaron Decker, District 22.
Supervisor Doug Noble, I am representing District 17, and that is in Pleasant Prairie.
Mike Sipolinski, County Supervisor, District 19.
Greg Rutzhoff, Supervisor, District 15.
April Webb, Administrative Secretary.
Andy Buehler, Director of Planning Operations.
We don't have a long agenda tonight, but I do want to kind of give everybody, or the one gentleman here, how the process works. After we begin, the members of the committee are the county supervisors. The Youth and Governance is a program that we started a few years ago that two youth from different high schools can, one of them's sick today, participate in the meeting. They can ask questions. They actually get the vote, but their vote is sort of advisory, I guess, in that the supervisors' votes are the ones that matter. I'm required in a public hearing to ask the petitioner to come forward, state his name, and if he wants to say exactly what it is that he's requesting tonight. The committee will have an opportunity at that time to ask questions. Then I will ask the public, and there really isn't any, but I still have to ask the public twice to come forward if they're speaking in favor of the petition, and then I have to ask the public twice if they're in favor of speaking against the petition, and then we'll ask for the town's recommendation, and the committee then has one more opportunity to ask questions of the petitioner or of the staff, and then we'll get a motion from the committee and move it on from there and make a recommendation to the full county board. With that, then, Andy, we'll bring in with the first item.
Item number 11 is the rezoning of R&R Foss Properties LLP Wheatland. They're at 28426 Karcher Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Owner, Ronald Foss, 28426 Karcher Road, Burlington, Wisconsin, 53105. Agent requesting a rezoning from A1 Agricultural Preservation District to A1 Agricultural Preservation District and A2 General Agricultural District on tax parcel number 954-219-251-0105 in the town of Wheatland. We'll take a look at the map for this item, and you can see the area in green, which is the area being requested to be rezoned. Is for the committee to realize back in February, this item did come before the board as a comprehensive plan change. The comprehensive plan did not indicate for a smaller size parcel in this area, and so the Foss Properties came before the committee to request that change. That change did get approved, and he is now back for the complementary rezoning. Ms. Foss, if you wanted to come forward, you can state what you're looking at doing here while you're asking for the rezoning.
Sit down. I think you have to press that power button right there.
No. On the mic.
On the mic.
Was it the mic?
On the mic is the button that says power. There you go.
I'll do this set up. Yes, we were here in February, and after that meeting, you approved it and everything, but we had to have our land tested for PERT and such. And we have no interest in that. We strictly want it for farming. There is no intention of gaining anything through housing or anything like that. I think if that were to happen, I would be long gone and it would be septic or sewer. So it's our lawyer investigated it a little further, and he found out that we could approach it this way with a least cost factor for the farm. So that's why we're doing it the way we're doing it.
So it was a farm, and it's still going to be a farm?
Yes.
And I think overall, the main goal here was just that you have the, you and your brother together owning the farm operations, and we're looking at separating the land equally
amongst the two. It so happens there's 200 in Kenosha County and 160 in Racine County. I'm in Racine County. There's 15 years difference between the two men involved in the business, and I want to get my estate in order so everything is in line, so you know, we can write our wills the way we want to, that we can. That's our only gain or our only purpose to this. Land preservation, none of that will be affected. We will stay as far as it is.
And overall, there is no net new parcel. So the parcel being actually reduced in size from around 40 acres to 20 acres, the remnants, which is shown on the map as the remaining E1, will be attached to the adjacent farm property.
Right, right. And, you know, there'll be no fence lines created or anything like that. The only markers we have is with the actual 20 acres. So. And the little square in the green that is still gray, that's actually my folks' house that used to belong to the farm. That's 1.7 acres.
In the corner?
In the corner.
Right here.
All right, any questions from the committee? All right, as I said, then anybody would like to speak in favor? Anybody in favor? Anybody against? Anybody against this petition? And Andy, do we have a recommendation from the town?
We do. The town of Wheatland Town Board met on September 29, 2014, and they approved this item.
Okay. Motion from the...
I make a motion to approve the rezoning.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skoliski to approve the rezoning and recommend it to the county board for approval. Anybody on a final question? Youth and Governance?
Aye.
On the committee, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right, that is actually the only one. Well, we have two items that are on the table. They remain on the table?
Correct. Items 12 and 13 do remain on the table. And for record keeping, I do need to make sure to state that a public hearing was published in the Kenosha News and the Class 2 notice on September 25th and September 30th of 2014. So with items 12 and 13 remaining on the table, it is anticipated that these items should be heard before the committee next month, and it will go before the town next week at the town planning commission and town board. As a result of that, we can move to item number 14, which is a resubmitted resolution request for an amendment of the final plat of Woodhaven Meadows subdivision. And this is to remove and revise the preservation easement from certain areas of the existing subdivision outlot to show the outlot area to be deeded to the town of Salem. This item did come before the committee two months ago, and unfortunately we had some wording that was incorrect on the resolution, and it did get approved by the county board. And so to correct that, we do need to bring it back as a resubmittal with the correct language, which we do now have. And so we're asking for this to be approved.
Okay. Any questions or on this item? We don't have a petitioner here because it's just correcting some language. If not, a motion?
I make a motion to approve the resubmitted resolution.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Skoliski to approve the resubmitted resolution and send it on to the county board. On the question, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
And members of the committee in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. And then number 15?
Number 15 is the public hearing on amendments to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. Proposed text changes will bring into compliance the A1 Agricultural Preservation District and the standards for amending areas zoned for agricultural preservation pursuant to sections 71.613 and 91.30 Wisconsin State Statutes. Take a look at the basically the exhibit for this item is on the screen, just showing the sections where the changes are occurring. The areas in red are being removed from the ordinance, are proposed to be removed, and the areas in green are proposed to be added. And so we're making reference to the proper section in state statute, and we're also making reference to the proper wording for the preamble of the section of the A1 Agricultural Preservation District so that we're in compliance with the Farmland Preservation Plan that was presented before the committee and was approved by County Board earlier, that actually took place last year. And then the there's the wording that is being removed. And then this other section in 12.41-1, these A, B, C, and D are sections that actually mimic or the language that are in state statutes. Those changed, and so we're requesting to change language in the county ordinance to reflect exact language in state statutes.
Okay, so basically we're changing the language to agree with state statute.
Correct.
Any questions or comments?
I have a question. Was this what you emailed us?
This is
not.
This is what was included in the packet.
Thank you.
The email was the non, what was that, non, what was critical?
Non-substantive changes.
Non-substantial changes. These changes are considered substantial by Corporation Council, so it requires our approval and then the County Board's approval.
What brings us in line with what state statutes are?
Yes.
Correct, it does. And it keeps us in concert with the Farmland Preservation Plan of what we have to submit to the state.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, a motion then?
I make a motion to approve the changes.
The amendments. Okay, a second by.
Can I just interrupt here once? This is April. Does I need to clarify it? Because this is a text change and we have the two items, we did the public hearing portion, we need to close that, is my understanding. And then we would need to open the review and approval and then ask for approval. I mean, if you really want to follow through this properly.
Sure.
So then we should probably just close the public hearing.
Is there anybody in the public other than the supervisors that have anything, comments on this language? All right. Then the public hearing portion is closed. Now, we will entertain a vote on the review and approval of the ordinance.
I make a motion to approve the ordinance.
Second.
Motion to approve the ordinance is made by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Goble. On the question, Supervisor Retzlaff.
So we have a, she's read it.
Excuse me?
So you'll be able to tell exact what was taken out of line. I don't think we've looked at it, have we?
Yeah, we did. We were in our work session Tuesday.
The one that you're thinking of is coming up next month.
Yeah. The one you're thinking of, like she just said, is coming up next month.
Okay, thank you.
This one here we went over yesterday.
Okay, thank you.
And the next one is coming up in a minute. We went over yesterday as well.
Correct.
All right. Youth and Governance. And members of the committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Next item is the public hearing on amendments to the text of Kenosha County General Zoning and Shoreland Floodplain Zoning Ordinance. The proposed text changes will bring into compliance the makeup and terms of the Board of Adjustments with Section 59.694 of the Wisconsin State Statutes. So that exhibit that you have before you, again, red, cross out is removed, green is to be added. We're making reference to the actual state statute and the ordinance, and then we are making the proper changes to the members, where now the state requires two alternates to be included on the Board of Adjustments. They are also changing the period that the members can serve from 5 years to 3 years. And so Section B does get into that, as well as describing how the alternates are put into place, the first alternate and the second alternate. And then in Section C is clarifying with what already takes place, and which is stated in Section A, that the county executive makes the nomination appointed by the county board. And this Section C goes into what things both parties should take a look at when appointing a member to the Board of Adjustments.
You mean, you said appointed, approved by the county board?
Correct. Well, that's from the standpoint of being put before or.
Yes, so that, this we went over yesterday in a work session as well. Any questions? If not, a motion, then there'll be an order. Oh, the public hearing. Then. Does anybody in the public have a comment on this or a question? Anybody? Seeing nobody, then I'm going to close the public hearing. And then any questions from the committee or a motion would be in order.
I make a motion to approve the amendments of the ordinance.
Second.
We have a motion by Supervisor Decker, seconded by Supervisor Skolitsky to approve the ordinance. And on the question, seeing none, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And number 19. Certified surveys, do we have any?
We have no certified surveys.
Okay. The minutes, approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve the minutes. Second.
Motion by Supervisor Goble to approve the minutes and seconded by Supervisor Decker. Any additions or corrections or questions? Seeing none, Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Members of the committee, if you're in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Minutes are approved. And now we have citizens' comments. We have two citizens. Any comments? Mr. Voss? No citizen comments. Any other business allowed by law? Andy?
Just to let the committee know that we do have two new items for next month, as well as the two tabled items. And the other two items that will be coming before the committee will be the non-substantive changes to the county zoning ordinance. That was what was emailed to you yesterday, that you can take a look at. Those were approved by Corp Council to be considered non-substantive changes that can be made by this committee. And then we should have the mobile tower siting ordinance that's going through all the towns for approval right now. Should be ready to come before this committee in November.
Okay, thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Decker, second by Supervisor Restliff to adjourn. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned.